This is the window, it really opens. This is the pump, you get water out of it, with the handle, here. This is me, waiting for some money, routine.
Well, that just about does it. That just about puts the iron helmet on it, that does, he said. We play music with Roxin all evening, and we've got a room that looks like this.
It's homely, said Cliff. Look, trolls don't have much to do with the frills of life.
Glod looked towards his feet.
It's on the floor, and it's soft, he said. Silly me for thinking it was a carpet. Someone fetch me a broom. No, someone fetch me a shovel, then someone fetch me a broom.
It'll do, said Buddy.
He put down his guitar and stretched out on the wooden slab that was apparently one of the beds.
Cliff, said Glod, can I have a word?
He jerked a stubby thumb at the door. They conferred on the landing.
It's getting bad, said Glod.
Yep.
He hardly says a word now when he's not on stage.
Yep.
Ever met a zombie?
I know a golem. Mr. Dorful down in Long Hogmeat.
Him? He's a genuine zombie?
Yep. Got a holy word on his head. I seen it.
Yuck. Really? I buy sausages from him.
Anyway, what about zombies?
You couldn't tell from the taste. I thought he was really a good sausage maker.
What were you saying about zombies?
Funny how you can know someone for years and then find out they've got feet of clay.
Zombies, said Cliff patiently.
What? Oh, yes. I mean, he acts like one.
Glod recalled some of the zombies in Ankh-Morpork, at least like zombies are supposed to act.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And we both know why.
Yeah.
Why? The guitar.
Oh, that, yeah.
When we're on stage, that thing is in charge.
In the silence of the room, the guitar lay in the dark by Buddy's bed, and its strings vibrated gently to the sound of the dwarf's voice.
Okay, so what do we do about it? Said Cliff.
It's made of wood. 10 seconds with an axe, no more problem.
I'm not sure. That ain't no ordinary instrument.
He was a nice kid when we met him.
For a human, said Glod.
So what do we do? I don't think we could get it off him.
Maybe we could get him to...
The dwarf paused. He was aware of a fuzzy echo to his voice.
That damn thing is listening to us, he hissed. Let's go outside.
They ended up out in the road.
Can't see how it can listen, said Cliff. An instrument's for listening too.
The strings listen, said Glod flatly. This is not an ordinary instrument.
Cliff shrugged.
There's one way we could find out, he said.
Early morning fog filled the streets. Around the university, it was sculpted into curious forms by the slight magical background radiation. Strange-shaped things moved across the damp cobbles. Two of them were Glod and Cliff.
Right, said the dwarf. Here we are.
He looked up at a blank wall.
I knew it, he said. Didn't I say magic? How many times have we heard this story? There's a mysterious shop no one's ever seen before, and someone goes in and buys some rusty old curio, and it turns out...
Glod?
Some kind of talisman or a bottle full of genie, and then when there's trouble they go back and the shop...
Glod...
has mysteriously disappeared and gone back to whatever dimension it came from. Yes, what is it?
You're on the wrong side of the road. It's over here.
Glod glared back at the blank wall and then turned and stomped across the road.
It was a mistake anyone could have made.
Yep.
It doesn't invalidate anything I said.
Glod rattled the door and to his surprise found it was unlocked.
He's gone 2 in the morning. What kind of music shop is open at 2 in the morning?
Glod struck a match. The dusty graveyard of old instruments loomed around them. It looked as though a number of prehistoric animals had been caught in a flash flood and then fossilised.
"What's that one that looks like a serpent?" whispered Cliff.
"It's called a serpent."
Glod was uneasy. He'd spent most of his life as a musician. He hated the sight of dead instruments, and these were dead. They didn't belong to anyone. No one played them. They were like bodies without life, people without souls. Something they had